Good morning and Merry Christmas.
Good morning and Merry Christmas,
it's good to see all of you this morning. A few weeks back, we read through the 17th chapter of John. And it was particularly impressive as we read through that chapter. I won't take the time to read it this morning, but I encourage you that you, when you have a moment, read it. I think you will be encouraged in so doing. This chapter contains what I think is the longest recorded prayer of Jesus Christ. If I counted correctly, it's 623 words in this prayer. It's probably the greatest prayer ever worded on this earth. And it's certainly the greatest prayer recorded in the scriptures. If prayer reveals our inner feelings and our inner spirit, then this prayer gives us a glimpse into the glorious spirit and inner being of Jesus Christ. It's a privilege we have in this chapter to, in a manner of speaking, listen as God the Son speaks to God the Father. He prays to God in this chapter as he is about to go to the Garden of Gethsemane, where he's betrayed, where he's taken, and before he is scourged and crucified. He is about to give his life for God's elect. Charles Spurgeon said that Christ at this time poured out his soul in life before he poured it out in death. And I think when you read this prayer, I think you can see that Christ indeed does pour out his spirit as he prays. But it's not a gloomy prayer. Even with everything that he has before him, it's not a gloomy prayer. It's hopeful. It's a prayer of victory. He makes no mention of what is before him. In this prayer, Christ prays for himself, he prays for his disciples, he prays for believers, he prays for the elect. He consistently, through the prayer, prays that all these would be as one, as he and the Father are one. And I can't explain that oneness any more than I could explain the Trinity. But I believe it means a unity of spirit, a unity of heart, a unity of purpose, a unity of love and common identity in him. And this may be the greatest blessing of this chapter is Christ is our intercessor. We pray to God in the name of Jesus Christ. And here we have him with everything that was before him. His concern in this prayer was for his disciples, the believers, those that would believe on him, and the elect. Truly, we have a faithful intercessor. And may we call on him. On a daily basis as we give him thanks and make our requests known. And if you'll bow with me, I'll try to pray. Father, we come before you this morning in the name of our intercessor, the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we come feeling so unworthy, unworthy to even call upon your holy name. But Lord, we're comforted by the fact that we have a sovereign God, a God who looks down upon us with mercy, a God who rules over this earth, this universe. Father, we're thankful for the church that you've provided us here in this world, that we may sit, worship, sit under the sound of the gospel, that we may have but a glimpse of your glory. Father, we pray for all those who are sick, those who stand in need. We pray for those who suffered in the recent weather outbreaks. We pray for those who suffer from the pandemic, the COVID. We ask if it be your will that you would be as one with them. May they feel your very presence and be comforted in the fact that you are with them. Father, we pray for Brother Marty as he comes before us. We pray that you would give him understanding, give him words that he may bring to us, a message that would be uplifting, that would be correcting where necessary, that we might walk with you this day, that we may leave this place saying that truly the Lord was with us this morning. Father, we pray for this country. We're thankful for all the rights that we enjoy. And we pray that you would give us wisdom and strength that we might confront those as they attempt to take away or reduce the rights that we do have. Father, go with us now. Forgive us of our transgressions. Forgive us of those things that we have failed to do. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen.